If anything has happened to her out there, we can only reach her with the dust skis. I've said all along we should have had 2 dust cruisers operational before we started these trips.
Couldn't agree more. That's the sort of equipment we could buy with any additional revenue.
Ed, what's the problem?
The 1900 hour signal came in bang on time. That was here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at 2000. That's when they called me. I've had the instrument guys check it out our end, and it's all right. We tried to contact her on her regular frequency and drew a blank.
Mm.
We've scanned the adjoining bands, and again, nothing. That's when I called you.
And nothing on the moon crash band?
Not yet.
If she traveled from the 1900 signal until now, how far away from the last point of contact could she be?
Flat out, she'd only have traveled 80 kilometers, but she won't be traveling that fast on a sightseeing trip.
Right, if we draw a circle with her position at 1900 hours as its center and an 80 kilometer radius, she's got to be in there somewhere. Then if we concentrate on this arc in the direction she's traveling, that'll cut down the odds for finding her.
Let's not provoke publicity over this.
Mm.
After all, it's probably just a simple breakdown.
Yes, yes, but we'll dispatch the dust skis anyway. Even if it is a false alarm, it's good training.
How long before we know?
It'll take a while to search several thousand square kilometers at night. Ed, get them started in this area. I'll prepare for us to travel to Port Roris in a suborbital, just in case we're needed.
Okay, Chief.
What could have happened?
I don't know. If it isn't a communications breakdown, there can only be a few possibilities. It was sudden. An explosion, maybe.
I'd better set up a meeting with the legal department. Do you think we should tell the chief administrator?
I'll leave that to you. Maybe he's wandering around your park somewhere.
Thanks, Jim. This won't do the tourist industry any good.
You should be worrying about the tourists that went out on Cellini.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'll contact Port Roris and make sure they all sign their indemnity forms. If it came to the worst, we could be sued for billions.
That isn't what I meant. Let's hope they've just hit something and put their communications out of action.
Excuse me, Chief. I've had an idea.
I'm listening, Ed.
Why don't we try a Lagrange satellite? The astronomers up there might be able to see something.
At night? From 50,000 kilometers?
It's worth a try. Cellini's searchlights could still be burning, and they'd easily spot that on the sea. Contact them, Ed. I'll get our transport arranged to Port Roris.